Good morning. This is the WWJ All Local. I'm Roberta Jacena with this morning's top local stories. Authorities continuing an investigation today after two workers were killed in Macomb County by giant slabs of granite that fell on them. WWJ's Mike Campbell has the story.
May have been as many as 10 or 11 slabs, Roberta. Stone Warehouse is the business on 19 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. It's closed while this investigation continues. The two workers that were crushed have been tentatively identified only as a 28-year-old and a 60-year-old. When workers called the police around 2:30, 2:45 to report the accident, they had thought only one worker might have been killed. They did a head count and discovered that they had two co-workers that had died. Again, as many as 10 or 11 slabs that they were moving when they shifted somehow and fell. Those slabs weighing about 1,000 pounds apiece. The investigation ongoing into the accident, and then after officials, the police and fire conduct their investigation, there will be an OSHA investigation as well.
32-year-old Floyd Galloway will be back in a Farmington Hills courtroom today for a second day. Prosecutors say they have evidence he is responsible for the disappearance and death of Danielle Stislicki, who's been missing since December of 2016. He has maintained his innocence. Here with more, WWJ legal analyst Charlie Langton.
Clearly, from the first day of testimony, there appeared to be a love interest, at least in the mind of building security guard Floyd Galloway, for Danielle Stislicki. Testimony showed that Galloway flirted with her. That was from the testimony of Danielle's mother. Galloway visited Danielle at lunch, likely sent flowers to her, and the two exchanged text messages. A co-worker at MetLife testified that he saw the two of them together talking in the parking lot on December 2nd, that was the date of her disappearance, and then leaving the parking lot in Danielle's car with Galloway as a passenger. And surveillance videos show what appeared to be Danielle's car headed toward Galloway's Berkeley home the night of her disappearance. Now, Galloway has maintained his innocence. Testimony in the preliminary exam continues this morning. Charlie Langton, WJ News Radio 950.
Ram is expanding a big pickup truck recall.
Fiat Chrysler had already recalled 2.2 million of the Ram pickups, light duty and heavy duty, for a problem that could cause power lift gates to open while you're driving. Now they're adding 693,000 more from the 13 through 18 model years. The company says the expansion came after a review of customer data.
That's WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert. It's the big semifinals competition this evening for the Detroit Youth Choir on America's Got Talent.
Earlier in the season, show host and Flint native Terry Crews announced the 52-member choir would be moving on as he personally picked the group as his golden buzzer act. Now this evening, the choir will be one of 11 acts to perform in the semifinals. The performance that got them here wowed the crowd and the quartet of judges, including the usually cynical Simon Cowell, who said he couldn't be happier for them. The viewers voted the group into the semis, and the results episode will air tomorrow night. Jim Matthews, WWJ News Radio 950.
Something new coming to Wendy's next year.
It's not just burgers anymore.
Only at Wendy's.
You know when it's real.
Wendy's says it'll start serving up breakfast. And for it, the company says it'll hire 20,000 employees across the country. Wendy's currently offers breakfast at about 300 locations. Now it'll offer it at all 6,700 stores. But it's not the first try for the chain. In the 1980s, it had a morning menu including omelets and French toast. Wendy's joins other fast food chains like Burger King and Taco Bell in the battle over breakfast. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Has your email account become unmanageable? How to prevent all that clutter? Here's WWJ business editor Murray Feldman.
Roberta, it seems like every store you visit or every store you buy from or even call to ask a question will send you some kind of an email. Mailboxes across the country are being filled up with this stuff. A solution from AARP. Set up a special email address just for that purpose. Discounts and specials and offers, correspondence from businesses. That way your personal email box will be easier to manage, and your business email box can store all of that marketing stuff and make it easier for you to pull out the special offers when you need them.
And something new on the board game beat. Meet Ms. Monopoly. Here's Deborah Rodriguez.
Did I make it big?
Hasbro is bringing the gender pay gap to the table with Ms. Monopoly. USA Today says it has share rides instead of railroads, Wi-Fi instead of waterworks. Instead of investing in real estate, players sink their money into inventions and innovations made by women, including chocolate chip cookies, solar heating, and shapewear.
For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8th, tune in WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Roberta Jacena.